Hola, mamacitas and papacitas. I'm trying to learn Spanish. Anyways, it's me, Kelsey, Tennessee Queen, your host of this podcast, Slut Sermons. Woo! Yes, honeys. Welcome aboard. Here's the deal. I've been drinking a little wine, and I thought this was gonna be a good idea. I was like, you know what? I never drink wine alone. I'm gonna do that tonight. And then I'm feeling so good and like external. I was like, I'm gonna make a podcast when I get a little tipsy. So I'm about a glass and a half in, which for me means I'm tipsy. Woohoo! I'm a fucking lightweight, honestly. I am German and Polish, and I come from a long line of alcoholics on both sides of my family. So I can drink like a fucking fish, but it doesn't mean I ain't a lightweight. It don't take shit to get me drunk. Damn. Anyways, I usually don't drink much, but when I do, I motherfucking do, bitch. how are you doing? I miss you. My last episode I made, I honestly didn't even like it. I didn't like it. But you know what? That's the beauty of art. You ain't gotta like all your art. My last one was just like, I was like talking about vegans and flat earthers and how everything is problematic if you look closely enough. So, I don't know. I don't know what that one was about. I just needed to get it out, I guess. So, anyways, I hope this one is better because it's going to be very uninhibited and I have zero direction or storyline. So, it's just going to be basically just you and me kicking it. What do you think about that? My sister left me this wine. My sister, Shannon, came up here to visit me last week. Shannon and my friend Lindsay and her man Kevin and our other friend Cassie, they all came up here from Nashville to hang out with me and to see Alaska because Alaska is the shit. Man, you know what? People be talking shit about Alaska. Like this, let me explain. So I'll be at work right here in Alaska in Anchorage. And I'll be talking to a customer and they'll be like, "Where are you from?" My stripper name's Tennessee. I'm like, "Well, what do you think?" "You fucking idiot." I'll be like, "Yeah, I'm from Tennessee." And they're like, "Oh, well, how'd you get here?" And my answer, I'm such a scripted ass bitch when I'm at work, okay? Because it's tried and true. I know it works. I've been in this game for 3.5 years, the longest job I've ever had. I know what the fuck I'm doing at this point. Anyways, so they're always like, "How'd you get here to Alaska?" And I'm like, "An airplane." I'm such a spicy bitch. I don't give a fuck. Anyways, and they're like, "No, like, how did you get here?" And I'm like, "Well, I was living in Vegas and then I moved here. You know, Nashville, Vegas, Alaska." And they're like, "Why would you move from Vegas to Alaska?" And I'm like, "You dumb motherfucker. Look outside, bitch. There is actual mountains, like snow-capped outside. What the fuck you mean? That is so rude. Like, I love Alaska. Alaska's goddamn beautiful. Honestly, prettiest place I ever been in my life is Alaska. And I'll say it again. I'll say it every fucking day. 'Cause I believe that and I feel that and I get pissed when people are like, "Why would you leave Vegas?" Vegas is a dark energy vortex that just sucks in like hatefulness and greed and money and and that's fun, I guess. I had fun. Shit, I loved it there. But I don't align with that. You know, I'm not a fucking gambling. I don't like wearing heels. I don't even have a dress here in Las Vegas, which actually I need to get one because I just got invited to an event. Anyway, but anyways, Alaska, dude, I fucking love it here. And I get upset when people don't like it. I'm like, bitch, it's got mountains, it's got moose, it's got sexy men that be working on them fishing boats, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm such a horny bitch these days. Like, it's getting bad, y'all. I don't know, because another thing about Alaska and a lot of mountain towns in general is, like, dudes up here are just like Peter Panning. They're just like, I don't want to grow up, I don't want to get married. And I'm like, bitch, I want a fucking man. I want a beloved. I want a man who loves me and gets me pregnant and marries me and then builds me a cabin in the woods. And then we raise our kids while we both make a lot of money and go on adventures forever. Like, that is so, it's not much to ask for. Grow up. this wine is so good. It came from a box. Anyways, I'm loving Alaska. And I'm horny. Is that the wine talking? No, that bitch, that's my pussy talking. My pussy's like, please, someone, anyone. And I'm like, no, bitch, not anyone. You know how that goes. I can't just, like, fuck strangers. I just can't do it anymore. I used to be such a fucking slut. And fucking props. If you're slutting it up, do it, honey. Props. There is a time and place for that, I think. Or maybe it's forever. Who knows? Who am I to say? But in my life, it had a time and a place. And that time is fucking gone. My pussy doesn't even get wet for strangers anymore. She's like, who's this? And I'm like, come on, pussy. Like, let's just do this. Let's have some fun. She's like, nope. What's his social? What's his credit card number? Does he make enough money for this? Is he going to support you if we get preggers? What is his HIV status? I'm like, bitch, will you just have some fun? That's what the fuck I'm dealing with. I did get laid the other day. And it was actually really great. He was a great lover. Great lover. But still, it's just not, you know, I don't know. I'm in this weird place where I'm like, not like super serious and grown up, but I'm like not fucking little idiot wild child. I mean, I'm always gonna be wild, but I'm not an idiot anymore. I'm fucking intentional with shit, you know? So anyways, I'm horny as fuck. Maybe it's just this time of year. Nah, I'm always horny. I am blessed to be a stripper though, because in stripper, when I go to work, I can just, I can harness that horny energy, and then I just make money off of it. And I'm like, really? Joke's on you bitches, because I was actually into it, that lap dance. I was fucking pretending we were fucking for a minute there. Hold on, my wine's getting low. Hold on. Okay, now it's gone. I gotta put some more in here. Yes, I got a box of wine in my room. Do not judge me. And, you know, I used to kind of judge myself a little bit for drinking wine. Just because I come from a family of alcoholics, like I said. And I've been, like, dealing with alcoholics. And it's, like, problematic for behavior and all that shit. But I like to fucking drink sometimes, man. It feels good. And I did so good this week. It's nice to turn up, and y'all, I'm so much fun when I'm drunk. Ugh. God, I'm fun. I'm fun when I'm sober. Actually, like 98% of the shifts that I work, I am 1,000% sober. I don't drink no caffeine. I don't drink no alcohol. I don't be smoking no weed. I just show up, and I just act that way. I just am the party girl. Whether I'm drinking or not, it don't matter. I'm just fucking fun. I love being fun. I'm so marketable. It's like insane. Like, I just, I'm, and you know, when I worked other jobs, I was basically marketing myself and selling myself, my personality and shit, you know, but I wasn't getting paid shit. And I hated it. And I was like, fuck this. If I'm going to be selling myself, I'm going to be a fucking slut. I'm going to be a whore. I'm going to be a stripper or I'm going to be an escort, which I did both of those for years. I don't talk a lot about the escort work that I've done because It's illegal. But I've had some fucking fun in my day. Actually, you know what? That's what we should do. We should talk about some of my wild-ass sexual escapades. Because I've had some crazy sex and just, like, crazy things have happened to me. And I'm just interesting. So, let's tell a story. Let's... Story time. First, let me get a gulp of this wine. All right. I know I do that after every drink. I'm such a fucking... I know it's annoying. I don't care. It's my podcast, bitch. If you don't like it, you can leave. I like it. All right. So, I'm going to tell y'all about my favoritest time, my favorite day of my life. Well, I'm going to just say my favorite sexual experience of my life, because every single day of my life gets better. Every day is like the best day of my life. Like today was such a fucking great day. But anyways, okay, I'm going to tell the story. It was December 3rd, 2017. I'm a dates person. I remember dates. And this day was particularly incredible because I was in Vegas and I had this sugar daddy who lived in LA and he was in town. And when he's in town, I'm like, babe, since you're here, I don't want to work. Will you pay me to not work and hang out with you? And he's always like, yeah, of course. And he's rich as fuck. He lived... Oops, getting a little junky. Anyway, he lives in Beverly Hills. His wife, who he had divorced by the time that we got together, but his ex-wife was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. God, so good. Anyway, he drove a Ferrari. He let me drive it too. So much fun. But anyway, he actually flew me out to Beverly Hills one time and, like, had, like, a driver pick me up in an Escalade from the airport and shit. And I was like, oh, my God, yes, bitch, I deserve this. And he put me up in the hotel where Pretty Woman was filmed. It was so fucking epic. Like, Jesus. And then he, like, let me drive his fucking Ferrari all over Beverly Hills. It was so fucking good. But anyways, December 3rd, 2017, he was in Vegas and... He's like, I'm here. And I was like, cool. I need a pedicure. I need a mani-pedi. And he's like, okay, I'll put your name on my account here at the Wynn, which is like the most expensive hotel in Vegas. It's like so nice. He's like, I'll put your name on my account. Just tell him we just got married because we're going to have different last names. And whenever they ask for your ID, they're going to... whatever, because he didn't know my last name. He's like, I'll just put Kelsey on the account. Whenever you show them your ID, just tell them we just got married. I was like, all right. I show up at the Wynn, show them my ID, and they're like, ma'am, his last name is, I'm not going to say it. His last name is XYZ, and your name is your name, which I'm also not going to say because none of y'all know my name. and I was like, yeah, we just got married. And it's very obvious that I'm like a total slut. Like, he's definitely my sugar daddy. And they're just like, okay, ma'am, whatever you say. And I remember I got a mani-pedi at the same time. Like, people at my feet, people at my hands. I'm drinking champagne. I had just been in the spa all motherfucking day. Best day. Then he takes me out to eat Italian. And that's my favorite food because I'm a fucking carb queen and pasta is my favorite. Ate so much fucking Italian, and then I faked that I got sick because my other customer had texted me, and we're gonna call him Alfredo. Alfredo texts me, which is actually funny because that was his alias name to me, because he would never tell me who he was because he was like some high roller, which I'll get into that in a second. But he had been my customer for a while and he was so good to me. It was insane. Anyways, so Alfredo texts me while I'm with Beverly Hills Sugar Daddy. And he's like, hey, come to this club right now. I have a table, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, shit, I got to get out of this, like, Beverly Hills situation. I was like, listen, Beverly Hills Daddy, I'm not feeling well. I'm going to have to get out of here and, like, go get some rest. I think I ate some of those clams that we ate made me sick. So I left. And then I go gambling and I won $3,000. And then I went to the club where Alfredo was, and I show up and I get there. And, oh, it was so perfect. Like, I get to the club and the like bouncer or like host, whatever that bullshit is. I fucking hate that host bullshit in Vegas. It's so lame. The host's like, you know, looking all fly. He's like, "Hey, are you Kelsey?" I'm like, "Yes, I am." With my fresh mani and pedi. I'm like, "Yes, it's me." He's like, "Come with me. You're and then like I got insider info because I've been trying to figure out who Alfredo was. I couldn't figure it out. He wouldn't tell me his name. He wouldn't tell me what he did for a living. All he did was be super good to me and fuck me really good and pay me really well. And he actually taught me how to squirt. So I owe him because squirting's the best. Anyways, so I'm trying to like get info out of the host. I was like, "Yeah, so yeah, Alfredo, he's so crazy, huh?" And he was like, "Yeah, you know those NHL stars." And I was like, finally, I figured it out. Alfredo is an NHL, which actually later I learned that he is a doctor that like specially treats like super rich, famous athletes. Anyways, okay, so show up. Host drops me off at the table. He's like, "Here you go." And it's like the best table ever. It's like behind the DJ, like shit's popping off at this club. It's like 1 or 2 a.m. at this point. And Alfredo's there. God damn, y'all. He's so fucking fine. And I was like, "What's up, Alfredo?" He's like, yo, meet my friends." And Alfredo knows that I want to be gangbanged. I told him that's my ultimate fantasy. And Alfredo, he told me that I'll try to make it happen. I'm like, "Okay, shit." Anyway, so he's like, "These are all my friends. And these are like these amazing, like tall, sexy, handsome dudes." And I was like, "Ugh, I love my life. Goddamn. I got mani-pedied, Italian'd, won some money at the blackjack table. And now I'm here with these sexy ass rich people who are very elusively famous. Like, cool." And Alfredo's like, "This is my friend, let's call him Logan, because I ain't telling y'all his real name, because that motherfucker's famous as fuck." And I was like, "What's up, Logan?" And he's like, "Yeah, me and you and Logan, we're going to have a good time tonight." And I was like, "Oh, for real?" And he's like, "Yeah, let's go." We leave. I take them to their hotel. They have a suite at the SLS. Shit's fucking nice as fuck. everything's white. Right. And I show up with the two guys and they're both like, I swear to God, like 6'4", like 250 pounds, just like big old muscly ass sexy dudes. And I was like, "Yo, I didn't realize this place is going to be white. I just have to tell you guys I'm on my period. Like, if this is about to pop off, like it's going to be a crime scene." And they're like, "Perfect. Get ready." And I was like, "Well, actually, show me where the bathroom is, because since I'm on my period, I have period poops." And they were just like, "Sure, whatever, girl. Like, get in there." I went and period pooped. And then, God, this day, it was the best. And then I came out and they were like already naked, like playing some rap music, had a blunt lit, popped a bottle of champagne, and I was like, "Oh my motherfucking God." And these dudes, they just had their fucking way with me. They're at one point, I remember, like, one of their dicks was in my mouth and one of their dicks was in my ass, and they were like passing me a blunt while I was getting fucked and like pouring champagne in my mouth. And I was just like, "Oh my God." And this shit happened until like 6 a.m. I remember the sun was coming up and I was like, "Y'all can't see me in the daylight. I gotta go. Like, it's time for Kelsey to go. Bye bye." And that was that place. I left that place a crime scene too. There was blood everywhere. And those dudes, the NHL star dudes, are just fucking wild. They don't give a fuck. They were like, eating my pussy and there was like blood everywhere. I was like, yes, bitch, this is what I fucking live for and die for. Shit. I could die in this moment. God would accept me to heaven. He'd be like, Kelsey, you did a good deed, honey. I'm proud of you. Cheers. He would clink. Cheers. Anyways, that was my favorite sexual escapade. Getting tag teamed by these two NHL stars. Ugh. Well, the one was an NHL star and the one was a doctor for the NHL star. Whatever. Close enough. You know, I'll group it together. It's good enough for me. Yeah, so that was fun. Let me actually tell you about this other time. So, now that we've gotten, like, the best of the best, I'm done bragging. Now we're going to talk about an embarrassing moment. Okay, so I'm living in Nashville. And when I was living in Nashville the last year or so I was there, I was starting to enter my, like, sexual empowerment. Sorry, I'm a little junky. I was entering my sexually charged, empowered state. And that's when I started doing, like, nude photo shoots. Like, it was fun. I was, like, into it. I was, like, feeling myself finally. I, like, finally was unlearned all the fucking shameful bullshit that Christianity and other Southern doctrines have taught us. Excuse me. Anyways, and so I had this photographer hit me up, and he's fine as fuck. He's like, yo, let's do this shoot. And I was like, okay, you fine, and let's get naked, you know, or I'm gonna get naked. So, but... okay, so it was the morning of the shoot, and I realized that my pH balance of my pussy was thrown off because that my motherfucking pussy is, like, a very mysterious ecosystem. I get yeast infect. Well, I don't really get yeast infections anymore, but I get yeast imbalances, or I used to get yeast imbalances quite easily. I had an overgrowth of candida forever, but I killed it. But, yeah, or like BV, I was just, you know, feeling a little yeasty. So my homeopathic ass, I put a clove of garlic up my pussy. So in case you don't know, you can do that and it'll, you know, eat the bad bacteria and whatever the fuck. I don't know. It's magic. I don't know how it works. Google it. I'm not a fucking doctor. So anyways, I put this piece of garlic up my pussy in the morning and you take it out at the end of the night, or you put it in at night, you take it out in the morning, whatever, like 12 hours. So I put this piece of garlic in my pussy, and the day goes on, and then I go to this photo shoot, and it got pretty sexual pretty quick because, duh, it's me, and this dude was super hot, and his place was swanky as fuck. I mean, we knew each other, like, through other people. He wasn't just some rando. I'm not gonna go to, like, some fucking rando's house. Like, I had been partying with this dude. We had been drinking together. Like, we kind of knew each other enough for me to feel comfortable enough to go into his place. So, I go to his place, and it's very, like, pornographic. Like, fucking beautiful lighting. Like, dope art on the walls. He had this big ass, like, white leather sectional. I remember. I'll never forget it. Because I was like, damn, this looks like a porno couch. Like, I'm trying to get naked on this thing. And I did. I got naked on the thing. And he starts taking pictures. And, like, I start drinking. He starts drinking. And then he was just like, I can't stand it anymore. And he starts eating my pussy. And I was just like, yes, 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 eat it. And he has a really deep voice. And he was, like, doing this, like, vibrato like on my pussy with his deep voice, and like it was like a vibrator but like a mouth vibrator on my pussy. I was like, yes, this is amazing. And then I was like, oh, please penetrate me with your fingers, please. Like, I love to be penetrated. It's my favorite. I was like, just put your fingers in me. And he did, and then he's like, oh my god, what is this? And I was like, oh my god. And then a light bulb went off. I was like, oh no, I have a fucking garlic in my pussy. And I was like, oh my god, I am so sorry. I forgot I have garlic in my pussy. And he, like, lifts his head up out of my pussy and he's like, oh, I was wondering why it tasted like Alfredo. Well, and also, that was my other guy's alias name, Alfredo. Wow, wow, wow. The connections are deep. Get it? Deep. Oh, shit. I was so embarrassed. Oh, man. I could not believe I left garlic in my pussy and let some dude eat it. And then he was having an Alfredo dinner. I had no idea. Oops, sorry. I was, like, so mortified. And then, you know, like, when you're aroused, your cervix expands and, you know, everything swells. And we couldn't get the garlic out. I was like, oh, my God. Like, fish it out. And he tried to fish that shit out for, like, 20 minutes. And it didn't happen. And then I was like, I'm sorry. And I, like, went to the bathroom. I had, like, squat, like, in a squat position. And I finally got that shit out. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Shit. And you know what? That same dude, even after that, he still wanted to fuck me. So, you know, I left. And then a couple weeks later, right, he comes over. We, like, had a night out with cocktails. Like, he was the bartender, too, and he knew his fucking liquor. And I like to drink really fucking good shit sometimes, you know. And he had, like, we were, like, riding in a Ford Bronco with the top off. And I was, like, a little tipsy in the back. My hair was flying. It was, like, a romantic moment. And he's, like, let's go back to your place. We walk back to my place. And he starts eating my pussy again. And I was, like, woohoo. And that was fun. And then he slept over and, like, left early in the morning. You know how that goes. And then I thought nothing of it, you know. And he had been traveling, like, in Europe and shit. He's, like, artist. And I went to Atlanta because I was just becoming a stripper and I was trying to hit big cities and audition there just to see what it was like before I went to Vegas and got, like, flabbergasted, you know. So I went to Atlanta and I was by myself and I, like, auditioned at these clubs, which, by the way, they told me I was fat and I needed, they're like, you're fat and you need, what's it called? A filler under your eyes. And I was like, okay, fuck you. And, fuck you guys. I'm not working here. And then, I bought tickets to a Flume show in Atlanta while I was there by myself. He played the Tabernacle, which is, like, fucking legendary, venue down there. And so I went to the Tabernacle by myself to watch Flume, and I ate shrooms by myself. I'm fucking damn, now that I'm telling these stories, I'm like, damn, how am I alive? I'm so fucking wild. Okay, so this is all about to tie together. Just bear with me. I'm at Flume, I'm on shrooms by myself, and I'm, like, vibing, you know, and I see these two dudes, and they are fucking sexy. And both of them are wearing, in the top, it's, you know, it's Atlanta and it's, like, September. So it's hot as fuck and, like, muggy. And these two dudes are wearing Hawaiian shirts, not flannels. Did I say flannels? Sorry, I'm a little drunk. They're wearing Hawaiian shirts and they're so fucking hot. And I thought, and, you know, we're, like, sitting on the side because Flume's about to start. And it's, like, hot in the Tabernacle and, like, humid and sweaty. Everyone's, like, gross. And the fucking Flume hasn't even started yet. And I'm sitting on the side next to these Hawaiian-shirted dudes. And I was, like, joking with them. I was like, damn, how much Molly did y'all eat? Because they're, like, sweaty. And they're like, oh, actually, we're sober. We met each other at rehab. And I was like, dope. Like, y'all are this dope and you're sober. Let's do this. And I was like, but by the way, though, I'm on shrooms, so just letting you know. Anyway, Flume played the greatest show ever. We, like, danced all fucking night together. danced all night. They were so cool, and it was the one guy's birthday. And I didn't know this till, like, after the show. We're, like, leaving the show, and I'm like, where are you guys going? Because I'm by myself. And they're like, we're gonna, you know, figure something out to do because, it's his birthday. And I was like, what the fuck? We got to go to a strip club, honey. It's your birthday. He's like, okay. So we go to the Claremont Lounge. And in Atlanta, this is, if any of y'all know the Claremont Lounge, I want to fucking suck your dick and eat your pussy, whatever you got. Because this place, y'all, it is the best. It is where strippers go to die. I'm serious. It's like in this abandoned building. It's in the basement. And it's like low ceilings. People smoke in there. It's cash only. No draft system. It's like canned beer only. And like maybe some mixed drinks. Whatever. So we go in there. I think the cover's $5. And it's in this basement. Like I said, it's like shitty. And it's like known for this. It is literally called the place where strippers go to die. Claremont Lounge. Since I think it opened in 1964. Like, it's fucking legendary. We go in there. It's this dude's birthday. I find this old ass stripper. She's like 68 years old. I shit you not. And she's sitting in the corner on this metal chair. And I'm trying to set the scene for y'all. All the chairs and tables in this place were like metal fold out. Low ceilings. There's like one hot stripper and the rest are old and fat. And I'm not saying that's being mean. I'm saying that because it's true, honey. It just is that way. It's like shitty. The walls are plywood. There's like stickers everywhere. People graffitied all over the shit. But it's incredible. And I was like, yo, I see this 68-year-old woman. I walk up to her and I'm like, hey, it's my friend's birthday. I would love to buy a dance from you for him. And she's like, oh, like, I'm not being mean. I'm being real. She's old. Titties sagging. Fupa flapping. Like, sitting with her legs open. Like, she looks trashy as fuck. Like, the curled bang that's like frizzy hair with a clip in it. That kind of shit. She got a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. Like, whenever she talks, it like wiggles on her lips. That kind of shit. I was like, honey, please. Like, and I hand her a bunch of cash. She's like, my name's Miss Kitty, and I would love to make your day. And I was like, oh, hell yes, bitch. Let's do this. She gave my friend a dance. She put her top on him. She takes her top off, puts it on. She takes his shirt off, puts her top on his nipples, and she makes him get up and do a Buffalo Bill impression. And mind you, bitches, I'm on shrooms. I'm like laying in the floor, like, rolling around laughing. I was dying. I had never seen anything so funny in my life. I was fucking dying. Okay, anyways. So then, okay, Claremont Lounge experience is, it's coming to an end. And the boys are like, so what are you going to do now? And I was like, well, I really would just want to have a threesome with you guys. And they're like, okay, let's go. And I was like, y'all ain't gonna fucking handle this, because they were kind of young. I was like, y'all can't handle me. And the one boy, the birthday boy, pulls out his keys and he has a fucking Hitachi vibrator on his keychain. He's like, oh yeah, you don't think so? We're both Scorpios. And he turns the Hitachi wand on and starts like putting it on my clit. And I was like, oh my god, yes, okay, cool, let's do this. So we go back to their place, we have a threesome. It was okay, kind of weird. Because one of them, I hate this with threesome with two guys. Like, usually one of the guys can't keep it up because he's like beta and the other guy's alpha and he gets like dick discouraged or whatever. There's usually some weird ass shit with boners and I'm just like, god damn it. Anyways, it was fun, whatever. And then I go home to Tennessee, it's over. And then the dude that ate my Alfredo pussy tells me, hey, when I came over the other day after I'd been traveling in Europe, I just found out that I have scabies. And I was like, ah! No, because scabies is like, it's kind of like lice for the body. He's like, so it's sexually transmitted and just bodily transmitted. Like anybody that I come in contact with in close contact and I was eating your pussy probably is going to have it. And he's like, but there's a way you can prevent it. You just got to get this cream and like douse yourself in it. You have to clean all your sheets. And I mean like bleach your sheets and like disinfect your whole house. And I was like, oh my god. And I had to call those fucking guys that I had a threesome with in Atlanta and tell them, hey, whenever I saw you, I think I had scabies on my body because I fucking had some sexual escapade with this weird ass dude that had been in Europe and shit. And he has scabies. So I probably had it too. So y'all probably have it too. So you might as well like ditch your sheets and disinfect your house and your cars. And dude, scabies is nothing to fuck with. And yeah, anyways, I never got the scabies. I didn't. Because I got the cream, and the cream was like $500. Like, I bought some for me, and I bought some for this other dude that I had sex with in the meantime, too. And then I just called the guys in Atlanta, and I was like, hey, sorry, but you probably have scabies in your house. Like, figure that out. Never talk to you again. Goodbye. Oopsie. Anyways, is that even making sense? Am I just babbling? I'm a little drunk, and I'm trying to tell y'all, I gotta go pee, so you're gonna go pee with me. I just want to tell y'all about all these experiences, because I haven't told people, and they're funny and fun and cool. And I'm wearing a robe right now. My hair is still wet from the bath, and I'm peeing on my podcast. Cool. I hope this is at least mildly entertaining. Oops. Fuck. Also, I moved. Did I tell you guys? I moved houses. All my roommates at my old place in Anchorage split ways. One moved to a mountain town. And then another also did. And then I moved to the coolest neighborhood in Anchorage called Valley of the Moon. And I live with this badass chick and her cool ass dog. I found him on Craigslist. And I can walk downtown from my house. She's super tidy and clean, which I am too. So I'm like, yes. And I can walk to my yoga studio. So, but it's pretty cold, so I usually don't walk anywhere, but not when I'm like trying to exercise. I'm not gonna walk. I'm tired. All right. Well, there's some sexual stories for you. I've had some wild times in my life, and those are just a couple glimpses in. So I hope to have more. How are y'all? Have y'all had some crazy shit like that before? I'm telling you, honey. I've probably experienced it. I've done all kind of shit. I've had all the STDs. I've got, you know, whatever. You take a pill, it goes away. Herpes, blah, 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 whatever. Actually, I'm pretty good at telling partners now that I have herpes. For a minute, I was all scared, like, oh my God, how am I going to tell people? And now I'm just like, yo, like, I'll say it before we get sexual. I'm just like, look, I already know this is about to pop off, so I'm just going to tell you now, while before it gets awkward, I've been tested positive for HSV 1 and 2. Never had a breakout. You're probably not going to get it, but just got to tell you, there it is. And they're like, whoa, thanks for telling me. Or they're like, what is that? Like, fucking Google it, dude. I'm not your fucking, I don't have time for this. Just kidding. I have time. I always tell them what I can. But it's no big deal. Who cares? And my friends always come to me with their herpes shame. I'm like, honey, who cares? So what? You get a bump here or there every now and then. Life goes on. It's like getting a bruise, but instead it's like a little bubble on your pussy or on your lip or whatever. Who gives a shit? Bodies are so cool because they fix it. And you move on. It's an immune thing. You're going to be fine. It doesn't affect you. The only thing that affects you is the shame that people put on you because they're fucking stupid and ignorant and they don't know. And maybe you don't know. Maybe you're listening and you're like, I don't know what that shit is. Google it. It's fine. Shut the fuck up. It's always funny, like, when people, like, throw a herpes joke out. I'm just like, okay, well, you probably have it. 80% of people have herpes, so LOL, funny, I guess. Not. So, anyways. Also, I'm very flattered because a few of y'all have been telling me that I've been activating you. And that is so cool. Like, I've had people send me, like, naked pictures of them skinny dipping in glacier water and shit. And I'm like, yo, cool. And they're like, you inspired me to do this from your Instagram post. And that's cool, because I don't really mean to activate or inspire people. I just do. And that's dope. So I'm like, yeah, get it. However I can help, I'm here to help. I'm just kind of like, I just feel like at this point in my life, I'm just pretty much like a servant to good. Like, I just want to do good. I don't really care about money. I don't really care about success. I don't really care. I mean, I'm gonna make money and I'm always successful, so that's why I don't care. But, like, it's just not really like, I'm not like, I made $7,000 today. What am I gonna do? Like, I don't really like focus on that. I just focus on like doing the best that I can with what I got. You know, like, I'm in grad school. I'm trying to learn as much as I can. I'm trying to help as many people as I can, you know, within my means, and like respect my own boundaries in the process. And if I can help you, that's great, honey. Like, the other night, and I don't want to tell the story because it's egotistical. I want to tell the story because it was powerful and moving for me. It was last night. I was at work. I picked up a shift because I want money and like I need to like save money for school. School's expensive. And anyway, so I'm at work and I was down on the floor and it was so busy. And I was like, I need to go upstairs for some reason. And I went upstairs and I see one of my comrades. She was crying. And my other friend was hugging on her and like, you know, patting her back. And then I walk up and I triple hug and we're all three of us are hugging. And then I start kissing the girl that's crying. I'm like, I start kissing her all over. I'm just kiss her neck, kiss her shoulders, da da da. You know, because we have some rapport together. I mean, we're strippers at the same club together, and she's so sweet. And she always laughs at my jokes, even when they're not funny. She has a great sense of humor. She's so beautiful. Anyway, I'm like kissing her. And then the other girl starts kissing her. And then she gets like attacked with these kisses. And she's like, then she starts really crying because she realizes that we love her. You know, she's like crying. And then I sit down because she's starting to weep. And I sit down and I'm like, come here, honey, just sit in my lap. And I pull her in my lap and I'm like embracing her. And I'm in stripper heels, which are like 7 inches. So my knees are kind of sticking up. So I have some leverage to like sway back and forth. And so I'm holding her and she's like weeping in my arms. And I'm just swaying her back and forth, like very fetal-like, like when you're in the fetus and you know, your mom's walking and you're swaying back and forth, just like when you're in a hammock, right? And you're swaying back and forth. It's so comforting, by the way, if you, that's my maternal side. I'm like, I'm so maternal. Oh my God. I'm also a Cancer rising. So I'm just like very fucking caring. I'm just like, want to help people. So anyways, if you ever have a friend in need, just like, if you can, if it's appropriate, sway them back and forth. It's like, sort of like being in a rocking chair. They just like zen out. And I'm like holding her and swaying her back and forth. And she's weeping in my arms. And I'm like petting her back and like telling her encouraging things like, you are loved. You are supported. You're perfect. We love you. You're awesome. You're so beautiful. You're so strong. You're important. You matter. And I just keep going on and on. And she just like keeps like cracking and like crying, and her makeup was off and she was in her civilian clothes, like she was ready to go home. So I just kept it going because she needed it. And she's like, thank you, I appreciate you. And I was like, honey, just enjoy, like, you don't have to thank me right now, we can talk about it later, just like feel it right now. And yeah, I just felt very like called to nurture. See, this is why I want to be a mom. I want to have a baby. Damn it. I want a baby. I want something to love. Fuck. All right, anyway. I just got in my feels. This wine's got me on one. I did it again. Anyways, I think I'm done with this podcast because I'm getting, like, in my feels, and I think I need to be pretty internal right now after this wine and these thoughts. But thanks for listening to my sexual escapades. I don't really feel like doing a breathing exercise right now because I'm a little drunk and I'm not feeling very yogic. So let's just leave it here. I just want you to know that you are amazing and you're cool and you're fun and you're dope and you deserve all of the good things. And winter is coming, so that means it's time to work on yourself and better yourself. And I'm so happy that you're here and I'm happy that you're listening. Thank you so much. I hope that you have an incredible fall. I will be checking in soon because I'm going to Portland in a couple weeks to do ayahuasca with my soulmate, Marissa Blossom, on Instagram. And we are gonna, dive into some other realms, and I'll be talking more about that another time because I'm drunk and I don't even feel like I'm in the right space to speak on something so spiritually deep and connective. So anyways, I love you. Go outside, get some beautiful autumn sunshine, take a bath, take care of yourself, get some good dick or pussy, whatever you're into, and just keep creating. And remember, your hobbies don't have to be good. Actually, I'm going to end this by singing because I love to sing and it makes me feel good. And I'm not very good at it, but I don't fucking care. You don't have to be good at your hobbies. You know that, right? Tim, I'm not that good at singing when I'm drunk. When I'm sober, it's okay. But when I'm drunk, it's like, whew. Anyways, it's been on my mind all day, this song by Ariana Grande. And it's like from last year, but I don't care. It's called God is a Woman. And she's a soprano, and I'm not. So I'm just going to sing it in the key that works for my voice. And then I'm going to hang up. No, you hang up first. Okay. The song is called God is a Woman. You love it how I move you. Love it how I touch you, my one. When all is said and done, you believe God is a woman. And I feel it after midnight, feeling that you can't fight my one. When all is said and done, you believe God is a woman. I can't remember the rest of the words because I'm a little drunk. I love that one part, though. How's it go? You believe God's a woman. Whatever. I'm done singing. I'm done thinking. I need to check out. I need to go to bed. I love you. Take care of yourself. Till next time.